Alright, how's it going? This is Ryan Carlilla from Canuckcast 3.0. That means 3 weeks we've been doing it here live with the Canuck style at CanuckCast.podomatic.com. Thank you for tuning in, and if you're a subscriber, thank you muchly more. You know, it's good to see you guys are actually helping us out and making us worthwhile, you know. We're just a bunch of Canadians having some fun and doing what we love doing, and that's informing the world about the useless garbage we want to do. You know, nonetheless, hello and welcome, and it's good to see Jess finally did her 2.2 last second week podcast. She's been away on business, and she's back now, and she did it for you, so you can listen to that before you listen to this ramblage from myself, yours truly. So we're going to start things off like I always do with the good old-fashioned Raw Report for you. March 6th, 2006. Alright, from WWE.com, it says like this. This Monday night on Raw, both WWE Champion John Cena and Triple H will compete in a WrestleMania Rewind matches as they face WrestleMania opponents from their past. The game, Triple H will face his WrestleMania 5 opponent Kane, while the champ will square off against WrestleMania 20 opponent Big Show. Don't miss these two huge Raw matches as the past meets the present, all leading up to the WWE Championship main event match at WrestleMania 22. In an Intercontinental rematch, Championship rematch, Shelton Benjamin defends his newly won WWE Intercontinental Championship against Ric Flair. Last time, the dirtiest player in the game, Ric Flair, was the victim of Benjamin and his mama's underhanded tactics. Will the Nature Boy answer back and recapture the Intercontinental Championship? Watch Raw to find out. And 1 week after slapping Tori Wilson on WWE.com Unlimited, Candice will make more waves by revealing her Playboy cover live in the ring. That's hot, man. I've seen it already. That's worth watching Raw alone. And that's pretty much the only thing worth watching except for Triple H's match, which we'll get into in a second. Don't miss what is sure to be one of the sexiest moments of the year. You know what would be sexiest moment of the year? If I pulled down my pants and showed my nice, sexy Canadian ass. Now that would be the sexiest moment of the year right on live TV. How about that? Anyway, we'll continue on here. Last week on Raw, the McMahons forced Shawn Michaels to join the Mr. McMahon's Kiss My Ass Club in the most humiliating fashion imaginable. How will HBK deal with such humiliation this week? And what will the Showstopper have to say about the announcement that he'll be facing Shane McMahon, Vince's son, at Saturday's main event, as well as Mr. McMahon at WrestleMania 22. Watch Monday Night Raw to find out. So there's your preview for Monday Night Raw, March 6, 2006 at 9, 8 Central. Now, overall, I give this preview of what's to come, and if I'm just, you know, pre-guessing what the show's going to be like, I give it a 5 out of 10. I don't think it's going to be that exciting, except for, you know, the Triple H, Cena and Kane match, will be, you know, pretty decent. You know, that'll work pretty bad, you know, in the favor of the show, because Triple H knows how to, sell, and Kane can throw his big ass around, and it works to his advantage. And also you have Big Show and Cena. Now, Big Show and Cena, I've done it before, and it's very, very boring to watch. Therefore, I wouldn't expect too much draw from this match at all. And there still are Cena supporters out there, but considering the fact that WWE had to dub in the crowd last pay-per-view when Cena beat Edge for the championship once again, it doesn't show too well for Cena's liking and future as champion, as Triple H will win at WrestleMania 22. Damn right. And as far as the Intercontinental match between Shelton and Ric Flair, fucking old news. Flair is as old as this fucking feud has been going on. They're going to end it tonight, goddamn. Hopefully Flair dies or this feud ends, because I'm had enough. Oh, yeah, that's good burpage. Anyway, sorry, the beer. Yeah, anyway. So as far as that match goes, boring. Fucking boring. You know, Viagra needed badly in this match. Tori Wilson and Candice thing, chicks, but overdone as well. Playboy, seen him, you know, it's so what? You know, that's the crappiest way this company's going is as far as scantily clad women. Yeah, it's fun to watch, but you know what? They're taken away from the real aspect of what we're actually doing here. The male soap opera is to watch wrestling as well, and then incorporate the women, not make the women the main focus of this wrestling event. This should just fucking make it the Playboy channel, and name it a different name, just a little softer, you know. It's just really pissed off. As far as the Shawn Michaels McMahon's and Kiss My Ass thing, just gross to watch. I told you last week I was going to watch it, but I wasn't prepared not to turn away, so I caught the glimpse of it, but it was kind of disgusting. And that's just the garbage that the WWE is going in these days. It's not working, man. Not like the old school WWF, and I'm only 20, I've only seen I haven't been around for a lot of the WWF years, like the early years, because I was born in 85, but from what I saw the WWF and I remember, and what I have from the past DVDs and stuff, man, that was the good times, not this garbage, you know, this full of crap shit, that not worth watching anymore. Anyway, let's continue on with the wrestling news. Money Jannetty, as you remember, him and Michaels were part of the Rockers back in the day. He got fired once again to reasons that they will not disclose, and I don't even know why. I don't even really care why, but he lashes out on the internet. And anytime a wrestler lashes out on the internet, it's fun, and we're going to read about it right now. So, if you don't, what was going on? Okay, alright, cool. So this thing went all wonky here. Alright, so this is from the sources, www.wrestlingepiccenter.com. Marty Jannetty sent this the following to the WrestlingEpicCenter.com and asked us to pass it along to other websites regarding our recent reports surrounding his troubles with the WWE. False info as usual. For the WrestlingObserver.com, David Meltzer, and other whom else may be responsible, you guys have an easy-ass job. Report what we can't do yourselves, but wish you could. Now, with all the legit craziness in the wrestling world, it seems you wouldn't have to stoop to writing and putting out info to your faithful readers that you have not researched and have no idea of its validity, I guess you would say. I can't really say that word too well. But of course, reporting the truth isn't what you guys are about now, is it? Ooh. Any reporting to bash anything or anyone in wrestling is paramount to you, which is really good news for like those faggots. It doesn't really shock me that you would have done this to me, as I've seen your garbage quite a bit over the years. Since it has not included me, I just shook my head in disgust and disbelief that you parasites exist at all. Take away this industry that you love to bash at any opportunity, legit or not, and you would become poor, sorry, sap street bums with no jobs. With that being the truth, one would think you would show a little more respect to what pays for your trailer house rent and TV dinners. Ooh, good one there, Marty. But again, and nothing surprised me out of you fools. I just wonder, do you feel like the idiot you are every time one of your ridiculous stories is proven false, or are you too busy working on your next bullshit story to worry about how stupid you look? Now that comes from Mario Jannetty, former Rocker member, former WWF wrestler, WWE wrestler, and formerly and recently fired wrestler from the WWE, to WrestlingObserver.com. Good for you. False advertising, false information kicks ass, doesn't it, fuckers? Not really, because you got chewed out like this. But then again, if I was this site and I had nothing better to do with my life and I was a low-life loser fucker like that, that would report garbage and make people's life another miserable hell that's called the internet, you know what, I'd be pretty happy about someone responding to me like that quickly and being bitched at. That's kind of funny as well, but I don't take their side nonetheless. I take Marty's side 100% on this. If it's not true, don't fucking say it. Period, you know. Well, we're on the topic of more wrestling here. Let's keep going, shall we, with the possible Backlash pay-per-view matches coming up. Now, let's check it out. We might have the following matches are being advertised locally in Kentucky for the 4:30. That's the 4th month and 30-day Backlash pay-per-view. WWE Championship title match, John Cena versus Triple H. Intercontinental title match, again, RVD. Oh, no, good. It's RVD versus Shelton Benjamin. Tag team title match, Big Show and Kane versus Carlito and Chris Masters. Good. WWE Championship match, Triple H and John Cena, which probably means that Cena's going to beat Triple H. We're all going to be pissed off, and then Triple H wins at WrestleMania, or vice versa. I hope it doesn't be vice versa. The other way, I hope Cena wins first, and then Triple H wins at WrestleMania, or Triple H wins both, which would be very exciting to me, and a lot of wrestling fans these days, because they're tired of fucking Cena winning the belt all the time, and making Raw not enjoyable to watch. So, there you go, your wrestling preview and Marty Jannetty rant for you, and that was the wrestling section of the podcast, like I always like to do on your Mondays before the Raw event takes place, which is like in an hour, and this is by then going to have the, podcast up and running for you, so you can, it'll be right there in your little section for your podcast and your iTunes for your little iPod. we've got a college strike going on. And if you're Canadian or live in Ontario and whatnot, around the not necessarily Ontario, but the colleges surrounding a lot of North America, we have a college strike that may be potential as of 12 midnight tonight. We're still trying to get word on what's going to happen, but there's no settlement as of yet. And if you go to collegestrike.com, you'll get all the information you need to know about it. A little information here on the side, on the left side, is potentially potential faculty strike update, March 6, 2006 at 7:50. 7:50, hey, that's more. At this time, we have not received any word that talks have been broken off. This leads us to believe that both sides remain at the bargaining table to attempt to reach an agreement prior to the strike deadline of midnight tonight. Let me read that again. That kind of was fucked up. Okay. At this time, we have not received any word that talks have been broken off. This leads us to believe that both sides remain at the bargaining table to attempt to reach an agreement prior to the strike deadline of midnight tonight. There you go. It was kind of broken up. It didn't really make sense at the beginning. As soon as new information and or the announcement is made, we will update the site. So if you want to find out about your college strike and you want to know if you're going to school tomorrow, and if you're getting your hard-earned dollars are put in the waste every day that they're on strike, go to collegestrike.com and you'll figure that out for yourself. Read up on it. Good stuff. Good people that put it together. And there's also a poll question there. It says, do you believe education should be made an essential service by the Ontario government? And if you go to view here, the voting, 62.5% say yes, and 37.5% say no. Do you believe education should be made an essential service by the Ontario government? Beer. Sorry. Okay, so there you go. There's your college strike information. And I wonder how that's going to happen. It's been a wonder for me, too, because I don't know if I'm going to be at school the rest of these months. And I'm done in, like, 25 days. And if you want more information about my graduation show, which I would appreciate you coming to if you're interested in design at all and you're around the Ontario, wherever the hell you are, if you can make it to the Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Canada, go to inspecttheunexpected.com. That's inspect, not expect. inspecttheunexpected.com. Check it out. You got the information there. I created the website along with a few friends of mine, and we take pride in what we do. And check it out. Tell me how much a good job we've done. And check out the information there. And we got some profiles and pictures and stuff like that for about all our graduates. And that happens on March 30th, April 1st, and April 2nd. So there you go. Now, take in mind, I already said this like one time already due to the fact that I moved off the chat page where I was unprepared with my pages earlier for information for the news, but I'm good boy now. I figured this out. Excuse me. I'm running out of beer too, which is a sad thing, but I'm going to take a drink because I'm dry-throated. I'm sure you can hear everything of that, but cool. So continuing on in this awesome podcast 3.0 with Ryan Carlisle here. That is me. We have the Rock Cafe website, which I'm doing. Of course, I DJ for a Brain Gel Radio. That's braingel.com, a heavy metal rock radio station on iTunes and on Shoutcast. We are now 128K, which is awesome. That's high quality stuff, high quality music for you to listen to. Starting out from like 24, 32, 64, and now it's 128. And we take pride and we do it for free, but I do it because I love it. And I got this weekly show I do often during the week, and it's called The Rock Cafe. I'm recently just bought the domain from vbdigitalservices.com. I think that is VB Digital, yes. And I got the rockcafe.ca site bought, and that'll be up in a couple of days, hopefully within the next few weeks the max. And you can become a member there, and you know, maybe we'll have some like yearly t-shirt giveaways and coasters and mugs and, you know, a little menu there for what I got on the playlist, something cool like that. You know, we'll set that up and get little members going on for the Rock Cafe. That's right. Oh man, all this talking. I was searching for a good metal website to inform you on your metal happenings. I came across this one on the Metal TV. Hey, that's gonna work. MetalTV.com is actually a sexual and fantasy art site where artists do environmental and bondage and fantasy art. You know, naked portraits and, you know, sexual experiences and, you know, whips, chains, and devils and stuff like that. you know, the hot art stuff that's really, really good, and it's not being perverted at all. I'm a graphic designer. I take pride and appreciation in what they do, but go check it out. Sorry. Man, my throat. MetalTV.com is the site, and go check out that cool artwork there. I'm going to take another drink, because I'm going to cough again. wasting a lot of time here. But that's okay, because it's Canuck Cast, and we're drunk, and every time I have a clear my throat, I have to take a drink of beer, which isn't that bad. Budweiser. Yeah, I'm not drinking Canadian this time. So, continuing on with websites, I have two going up. One is RyanKarlela.com, RyanKarlela.com. That is my personal book website where I'm creating a book of thoughts and illustrations of Ryan K. Karlela. That is me, and it's a 10 topics, and discussing 10 topics, random topics. I can't remember them at the top of my head, but they end off with an illustration, as well as pictograms, and you can go to the website. That's Ryan Karlela, RyanKarlela.com, and find out what pictograms are. It's kind of funny, and it's a cool story along with it too. So support me, go to my site and go check out my book once it's out, and you can download a sample PDF or buy the actual version, which is cool. And also, Exile Designs, my company, The Final Judgment, XCILEdesigns.com. And that showcases my portfolio of my artwork over 3 years in the graphic design program in Sioux College. And if you want to hire me, go ahead if you're listening. And if you need some help with something, websites, logos, branding, design, anything, I'm your man, and hook me up. And, you know, for a cheap price as well. I'm promoting myself as well, but, you know, go check out my work anyway. Tell me what you think. Drop us a line here at CanuckCast. As well, we're going to continue on. I was looking for that metal website, and I found one. And it's Metal Hammer TV. Metalhammer.co.uk. That again is metalhammer.co.uk. Good site for videos and information. We're going to go there right now. Click. Okay, see, I already have it loaded. That's good stuff. I checked out the Disturbed new video for Just Stop. Again, it's one of those live ones. And I don't really like live videos because they're overdone. You know, think back to the days of Fear Factory and Archetype, the video for Archetype, and, you know, Resurrection, and Bite the Hand That Bleeds. It was not that bad, but it still had a story to it. Get back into those days. If you want to do videos, do it that way. Not these stupid live things. Oh, man. I have to quit this soon. My voice is going away. Maybe that's a sign, but, let me take a breather here. Yeah, but as far as live video goes, it's just, they dub the CD quality sound anyway. They don't even sound like they're live. So what's the point of having it live? To see people go next? We know how that is. You know, you see one, you see them all. You see one from a band, that's cool. You know, do one. Or make one song for it, and then leave it. But I think they did one for Remember as well. And it's just, you know, the song Remember off the Believe album. Yeah, it's just, enough is enough with the live shit. You know, once is enough, and you see one, you've seen them all. And it's just not that interesting to watch videos that are live anymore because they're dubbed anyway. So, that's my view on the Disturbed Just Stop video, but nonetheless, it was free to watch. It wasn't bad. The song's good off the 10,000 Fists album. Go pick that up. It's a very, very good album. Their third one out of, first one was Down with the Sickness, second one was Believe, third one is 10,000 Fists. Go pick up all three if you can. First and third are the best, in my opinion. But that's just mine, and I'm just a DJ, and I'm just a guy, though. You know, a 20-year-old fucking Canadian. What do I know, huh? But thank you for listening and taking my things seriously anyway. Up next, what else? Yes, that's right. Went a cool wheel over to the gig section of Metal Hammer TV, metalhammer.co.uk, to the gigs. In Flames gigs for ya. Reason why I picked In Flames? I like In Flames. Enough said. We got Wednesday, 22nd of March, Forum in London. We got Thursday, 23rd of March, Manchester, Academy 2, whatever that means. Friday, 24th of March, at the Barrowlands in Glasgow. Sunday, 26th of March, in Carling Academy in Birmingham. Wednesday, 29th of March, Carling Academy in Liverpool. And Thursday, 30th of March, ending it off at Cardiff Coal Exchange. So if you know where any of those places are, there you go. I don't know where the hell the fucking places are. I know where those countries are, those cities are. But as far as where the places are, don't ask me. I'm just a Canadian. So we're moving on. And as far as news goes, it's pretty exciting. Down is recording a new album. Or are they? Is the supergroup Down recording an album? Will there be more music from the supergroup Down? The supergroup that counts Phil Anselmo, Rex Brown, Pep Keenan, and Kirk Winston, Ornstein, and Jimmy Bauer. You might remember Phil from Pantera, the lead man. Supposedly the most influential heavy metal vocalist of all time. They're said to be talking about recording a third album. The rumor is that there will be also touring in Europe, in the European area, with European shows starting as early as June. Well, that's exciting. We'll go check that out. Down is a very good band. You gotta pick those couple albums up. Ghosts Along the Mississippi, I recommend that too. Very good. Alright, so this is about the point where I, quit the podcast because I moved off the page because I didn't have my pages ready and I just, you know, what happens like that? You know what happens. And I stopped there. So let's continue on. I got cool news, dudes. You know, if you're a friend, if you're a fan of Scandinavian metal and or Scandinavian descent, you might have heard, you might not have heard, that the tiger stripes are a symbol of unity, strength, and a symbol towards the Scandinavian metal in general. And since I am Scandinavian, Finnish, Swedish, and Canadian, upon Sexy Beast as being 80% of my being, I'm getting them on my arm as well. I think it's very exciting, but I have another spin to it. It's not just the Scandinavian metal thing, it's not just the, you know, the power, it's all that as well, but I'm going to get 5 stripes for 5 serious relationships I've been in most of my life. For 20 years of my life, I've been in 5, and this span over a couple years, max, you know, usually. And the one I'm going to marry, and I'm going to keep adding them on. I might have to stop if my body continues to cover with them, so cross your fingers that my body stops at 5, therefore I'm going to marry this last one here, Christina, I love you, girl. But there's a cheap pop for my girlfriend, but when I marry the woman, that whatever stripe that is, yeah, I know it's kind of like a, I'm giving you away my little hints and system here, but if you guys listen to the podcast, you deserve it, thank you, the little inside stuff of me here, but if I marry the woman that has the 5th stripe, then you know what, I'm going to color it orange, so that's going to be like some significant meaning behind the stripes as well, so you want to be another notch in the arm of the X-Man, be another stripe, can my ass, we'll see what happens, I just get more tattoos, it works for me, but so yeah. If you're an ex-girlfriend, so you're probably on there if you're worth it. I love it. Anyway, we're continuing on. So, let's just... Oh, you know what? I did screw up. I didn't go to one website, and that is Kewadin.com. Kewadin.com. Why? Because I live in the Ontario region, and there's a lot of... it's a casino, and they do a lot of shows around here. They do shows in Sault Ste. Marie, St. Ignace, Hassel, Manistique, and Christmas. go to the entertainment section. You want to see if you're in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, and you want to know what's going on. Hello, local fans of Canuckcast. We have March 2006 on Thursday the 9th. Gary Allen at 7 p.m. Tickets are $22.50 and are on sale now. Saturday the 18th of March, Rock and Roll 70 Show, 7 p.m. Start time, tickets are $28.50. On the 25th, on Saturday of March, we have Little Texas and Kevin Sharp. Tickets are $22.50. And you move on to April. Still waiting for that July moment where it says Kiss Live. Yeah, that's right. But in April, we have, and this is cool, Thursday the 6th of April, we have Styx. 7 p.m. start time, $38.50 for tickets. Wow. And then, this tops it off, man. This is hardcore heavy stuff. Saturday, the 29th of April, we have Leanne Rimes. Leanne, can't stop the moonlight. Yeah, that's right. Ooh, baby. $38.50 for those tickets as well. If you're in the Sault Ste. Marie region, Ontario, or Michigan, go check it out. And, get those tickets for one. I recommend Styx, or maybe Leanne Rimes, because I don't know how she is. Maybe she's fat and ugly now, but she was pretty hot back in the Coyote Ugly days. Am I correct? Mm-hmm. So, moving on. We're not too much to talk about left here before I preview 2 tunes that I want to give you today. podcast review. You want a good podcast to go to other than ours when you're done listening to us and you can only listen to us about 50 times, go to freetalklive.com and get their podcast, or search in the podcast directory for talk shows and look for Free Talk Live. They're very informative on political issues, and they go, you know, you can bring up anything. That's what their motto is. And you bring up, like, you have, like, rabies and you want to know why you're foaming at the mouth, or, you know, you have a dick rash and you fucked about 15 women yesterday and you wonder which one has them. So, yeah, you bring up anything like that political. Usually it's talking about marijuana and whatnot, and, you know, all those kind of good stuff around the world, issues that we don't like to talk about because it's really boring. We leave it up to them. And as far as that goes, that's about it for moi. I'm going to play a few tunage for you before I go. Number one is going to be a band, or we're going to play two of them from this band. A friend of a friend of mine, Sparky Rocks and Brain Jail, got me notified with this band. I've been around for a while. I haven't seen much of them at all until she introduced me to them. The band is called Zwarte, and the songs are called Winslow and Lucy. So here's the first one. This one is called Winslow. I'm going to click it up here and enjoy. And I will be back momentarily. So enjoy your Winslow on Brain Gel Radio. Not really. This is Canuckcast, so don't get it mixed up. okay, so this is Winslow, Zwarte. And you'll be right back after this one. Okay, so there you go. Zwart Day with Winslow there. Good band. Good cock rock, as they call it. I got another one from them, and I'm going to skip on the third one, which would have been Rob Rock with Slayer of Souls. But we'll save that for next podcast, because it's going over a half an hour now, and I'm sure you're, like, snoring, or, you know, one guitar chord probably woke you up, and you're like, what's going on? Are you still talking? Fuck shakes. But we're going to do another Zwart Day for you, and then I'm going to head out and let Damon to do his thing on his show. That would be 3.1 for you. So here's Zwart Day with a song called Lucy. Hey, boys, you listening? Alright, this one is for you guys. This is for the breakups, and this is for when, you know, you really hate the woman, but you can't get out of her mind. It's like, oh, she cheated on me like 15 times. She's such a good lady, I can't get her out of my head, man. You know, this is a song for you. This is the ultimate Bible song. Zwart Day, this one is called Lucy. This is apparently one of his ex-girlfriends he wrote this for, and it's appropriate. Check it out. Zwart Day, Lucy, on Canuckcast.
Long nights, yeah. was a tramp. She was a whore. She was a vamp. I don't love her no more, no more.
Alright, there you go. Zwartze, right there with Lucy. Told you it was a good breakup thing or a good relationship reliever song. Damn right. They wrote the Bible on it, and it's apparent for every fucking guy out there. It's going to reach 34 minutes and 32 seconds, so I'm going to go to 35 minutes and cut it off. Let Damon waste your time with his crazy-ass ramble that he does very well, and I don't know how he pulls it off. I have to plan things, and I screw up as it is. Damon does a good job of doing his thing, and let him entertain you for a good 15, 20, 2 hours, whatever he wants to do tonight. And I'm sure he's got some useless information that can fill your mind with and get you thinking when you're going to sleep, huh? So, yes, 35 minutes is up. So I'm going to get out of here. This is Ryan Carlola for Canuckcast 3.0. Have a good Monday night, and the rest of your week, we'll see you next Monday, same time, uploaded by 9 p.m., of course. And this is Ryan saying goodnight from the Canadian side of the border. Wear your toque, pet your beavers, and drink your fucking beers. Good night, everybody.